Chapter 7. Balls and Parties in London. A week passed in London, and the weather was very cold. Colonel Brandon came to the house almost every day, and Eleanor enjoyed her conversations with him. She noticed that he often looked at Marianne, and she knew that he had deep feelings for her. One morning, Mrs. Jennings, Eleanor and Marianne went out. When they returned, they were told by a servant that Willoughby had visited the house while they were out.
"He has been here!" cried Marianne. "Oh, I know that he will come again tomorrow!"
The next morning, Marianne said that she would stay at home when the others went out. When they came back, Eleanor could see from Marianne's face that Willoughby had not been there. A note was then brought in by a servant, and Marianne jumped up saying,
"That is for me!"
However, the note was for Mrs. Jennings from Lady Middleton, who had arrived with Sir John at their London home. It was an invitation to a ball there the next evening. The ladies went to the ball, but Marianne said that she was too tired to dance. After the ball, Mrs. Jennings said to her,
"Willoughby was invited but did not come. I am sure that you would dance if he was there."
"He was invited?" said Marianne, very surprised.
The next morning, Eleanor saw that Marianne was writing to Willoughby again. Suddenly, a servant came in to say that Colonel Brandon had arrived. Marianne quickly left the room. When he entered, he looked serious. He was silent for a moment and then tried to smile, saying,
"Many people know about your sister's engagement to Willoughby."
"That cannot be true," replied Eleanor, "because her own family do not know about it." He looked surprised.
"I am sorry, but I did not think it was a secret. They write letters to each other, and everybody talks about their marriage."
"Who has spoken about it?" asked Eleanor.
"I have heard about it from Mrs. Jennings and the Middletons. Please tell me that it is true, so that I can forget about loving your sister," he replied. Eleanor could not say that Marianne and Willoughby were engaged, but she wanted to help Colonel Brandon forget his own hopes for Marianne. She replied that she had no information about the engagement.
"I wish your sister happiness, and I hope that Willoughby does what he can to deserve her," said Colonel Brandon, who then immediately said goodbye and left.
After he had left, Eleanor thought about his words and why Willoughby might not be good enough for Marianne. In the next few days, Willoughby did not visit or write to Marianne. The ladies were invited to go with Lady Middleton to a party, which Mrs. Jennings was not able to go to. They arrived at the party, and soon Lady Middleton went to play cards. Marianne sat down and did not move around or talk to anyone. After a few moments, Eleanor suddenly saw Willoughby talking to a very well-dressed young woman. Eleanor looked at him, and he nodded to her, but did not try to speak to her. Eleanor turned towards Marianne, whose face had changed completely.
"He is there! Oh, why does he not look at me?" she said.
Eleanor held her back.
"Stay calm. People will notice that you are upset," she said.
After a few minutes, Willoughby turned and looked at them both. Marianne jumped up, saying his name. He came over, but avoided Marianne's eyes.
"How long have you been in London?" he asked.
"Have you not received my letters, Willoughby? Why have you not replied?" cried Marianne.
The young lady that Willoughby had been with was looking at him. He looked embarrassed.
"Yes, I received them," he said.
Then he left them and went back to his friend. Marianne's face was white, and she sat down. Eleanor stood in front of her so that others would not notice.
"Tell him that I must speak to him again, Eleanor," said Marianne.
"You cannot do that here," said Eleanor.
Marianne continued to look upset and talk about her feelings. After a short time, Eleanor saw Willoughby leave the party. She told Marianne, who immediately wanted to leave too. Eleanor went to speak to Lady Middleton, who left her card game, and a carriage took the three ladies home. The next morning, the sound of Marianne crying woke Eleanor up. She saw that Marianne was writing a letter. Gently, Eleanor said,
"Marianne, may I ask?"
"No, Eleanor," she replied. "Do not ask. You will soon know everything."
At breakfast, Marianne did not speak or eat, and Eleanor listened as Mrs. Jennings talked happily. A servant entered with a letter for Marianne. Mrs. Jennings smiled as, like Eleanor, she realised that it was from Willoughby. Marianne took the letter and left the room.
"I have never seen a young woman so in love," laughed Mrs. Jennings. "When are they going to be married?"
Eleanor replied, "I would be very surprised if they got married."
"People are talking about it all over London," laughed Mrs. Jennings.
Eleanor got up and went to see Marianne. She found her lying on the bed crying, one letter in her hand and several others lying beside her, and a piece of her hair. Eleanor sat down and kissed her, then she started to cry herself. She felt shocked to see that Marianne was suffering so badly. Marianne gave her Willoughby's letter to read.
"My dear Marianne, I have just received your letter. I am sorry that you are unhappy about the way I behaved last night. Please forgive me. I enjoyed my time in Devon with your family very much. I did not want to make you unhappy. I am sorry, but I am going to be engaged to another lady very soon. As you asked, I am returning your letters and the piece of your hair that you gave me. John Willoughby."
The letter shocked Eleanor.
"Why has he ended your engagement?" she asked.
"There was no engagement," cried Marianne.
"There was no engagement? Did he say that he loved you?" replied Eleanor.
"No, but he behaved in a way that made me think he loved me," said Marianne.
Eleanor read the other letters, which were from Marianne to Willoughby. In them, she asked Willoughby to visit. She said that she was surprised that he had not visited, and she asked him to explain why he was behaving like this.
"Marianne, you must be strong now, for our mother," said Eleanor.
"How can I pretend to be happy? I want to go home to Mama. I cannot stay here," cried Marianne.
"But we cannot be rude to Mrs. Jennings. We must stay another day or two," said Eleanor, and she encouraged her sister to lie down and rest.
Marianne lay there, but she could not rest. She moved about on the bed, crying and crying.